Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday night at the Speakeasy Cafe. We would like to invite you to take the stage for the Sound of Ink open mic poetry night. Now, let's get started. I want your ink in our ears.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Speakeasy Cafe open mic poetry show, The Sound of Ink. Very excited to be here tonight. Michael's going to be running a little bit late, so we're going to get started without him. I just want to let everybody know, we're going to start the show with a track. So if you'd like to have your track played on the air, if you're a recording artist, you can send those to me at thespeakeasycafe@gmail.com. That's thespeakeasycafe@gmail.com. And make sure that you put something in there as far as like MP3 or audio file or don't delete me, that type of thing in the subject bar. Okay? All right, and I'm going to start the show with a track. Let's do Nature of the Beast by Jason Tucker.
The Nature of the Beast by Jason Tucker. Moon lingers, glistens as nature listens to our call. Silken fingers incite the torrent of the rainmaker's squall. In nature's element we unite, in Cytherea's employ on this night. Praise the casting shadows of the light, fading all but the sight of you. Only you transform this lycanthrope's hunger, prowling, devouring, a spell you cast I fall under. Enchanted wonder, your physique, unique in stride and technique, with the wand you wave. You're in grave danger, treading water in this turbulent sea. Rendered beach swimmer to the slaughter of the shark of fervent plea. Let me eat you. Give in to the nature of this violent beast, and rest assured your fate's design is the very least of your worries. Better hurry, swim while you can against the tide. Your tiresome, powerless prowess is in for one hell of a ride as I tear inside the flesh, rip apart your thighs. You can't hide from this outcome, purging my hunger, casting asunder your limbs at my beckoning whim. And that's just where we begin. Savored flavors of fluid's kiss, every predator's undying bliss to ingest the divine, slowing the hands of time. My prey, by design, screams as if awoken to dreams of nectar flowing from my chin in cascading streams. Raining upon the chest of the beast, pouring forth the fluids, your desires released. Further fervor increased to an explosive eruption at the waiting lips of your lichen's consumption. Every drop falls in place. What a wonderful taste. Under a beautiful moon, with a beautiful creature, I hope to meet one day soon.
That was Jason Tucker with Nature of the Beast, kind of a spooky poem for the month of Halloween. All right, so welcome everybody to the Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show. Very excited to be here tonight. Michael's going to be running a little bit late, so if you if you're, you know, waiting to like throw roses at him and stuff like that, you're just gonna have to wait because he'll be here soon. If you are on hold, I want to let you know what to expect tonight. You can, we will be taking callers in the order that you call in. All righty. And you know it's your turn to speak when you hear your telephone area code, such as 506 will be our first caller tonight. So you'll hear your area code, and then it'll be time to come on. When I do bring you on, make sure that you tell us who you are, what your name is, so that people who listen to the archives and such will know whose poem is whose. Alrighty. Keep your reads to about 4 minutes long, please. Be courteous to the people waiting in line behind you. And then when you're done reading, please give your URL, such as MySpace, Facebook, Blogger, or whatever it is that you use. That way people can come find you before you come here and read again next week. And then remember that we are a mature-rated show, which means absolutely anything goes except for slapping body parts. We don't do those slot A and tab B type stuff. Okay, all right. Other than that, anything goes. So let's go ahead and get to our first caller, which is area code 506. 506, you're on the air.
Evening.
Hey, you. What's up?
Yeah, I was kind of hanging out. It's no hockey, so I haven't left my room in 3 weeks.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surviving okay?
I haven't eaten in 4 days.
Okay, that's not good.
There's no hockey. Hi, Dandy.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Too bad.
It's so good to
little...
hear from you.
I have an old tale to tell. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's called Slapping Body Parts.
Okay. I'm kidding. Your butt.
Okay, here we go. I came here 4 years ago to the land of opportunity. So much to give and show the new world with kind society. Back home, all talk. It was time to trade in the slave smock. I came here alone, wife and kids left behind. Until we have a home that I own. For now, a room is all I can find. Each month I save for a big house for all of us, children and spouse. I do wonder what the children are up to, see how they've grown. Hope they remember they have a dad, too. Remember all I've shown. Now, would they even recognize me? Someday I'll find out. Maybe. Once a month, I get to talk to my wife. It's all I can afford. Money is so important in this new life. No such thing as free room and board. Soon, I'll be able to give her a kiss. But for now, I have an accepted mistress. I work in the dirtiest places, the basement of the company. I've seen many places in my short little history. But I sort to the junk, and maybe someday I'll get to the next bunk. I don't go with them after work. Actually, I don't go anywhere still. I'm not sure of everyone's quirk, so I just stare out my windowsill, feeling like an outsider's freak, still not knowing the proper language to speak. Some days I still feel like packing my empty bag, but I can't go home feeling failed. My hopes do sag. I will not always be jailed. I am sure I'm not the only feeling this lonely. Someday soon, I will walk tall, make my family people proud, shake off each new fall, and be part of this crowd, be heard and seen. But until then, call me not by my name. Just call me Eugene. End poem.
Holy crap, where'd that one come from?
That came from, I was fortunate enough to work with four people that had just moved to Canada on a night shift job, and so Eugene is the four of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Extremely hard workers and extremely nice people.
You just sound so businesslike when you say that, you know.
Well, you know. No, they were really good people, and they shared some of their stories with me, and it was really great. I had fun.
Cool. I like it when you write like that.
Well, you know, maybe I'll try again. It's the only poem I've ever written.
No, that's still not true.
Anyway, moving along.
Okay.
Since I know you're busy, you know, instead of just sitting and chatting, you can find me on Facebook, Andrew Scott, or go to andrewmscott.com, where you find some works, some blogs, some photography. Or you can find me on Sunday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on Block Talk Radio, Reverse Classic Open Mic Poetry, presented by The Speakeasy, produced by you, hosted by me, where people call in with not their own stuff, but the stuff that inspires them.
You do that like a commercial. You really are. You're going to be like the next talk show thing person. What's his name?
I'm waiting for you to come up
no
with the name,
what
so
I'm
I should know if I'm insulted or not.
No, you're not. No, like the game show host guy.
Which one? Trebek?
No, I'll remember it later.
There's game shows still? Seriously?
I don't know. I haven't watched TV in 20 years.
I haven't. The only reason I'm watching TV now is because there's playoffs going on.
See, that I understand from you.
Yes. It's very tense. I'm walking out to people in the street and just slapping them. I have to move. So. But I think that's it.
Then that works for me. You
okay.
Told them about your book, right?
Oh, that. Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. You can buy Snake with a Flower, cover done by you. The inside's written by me. And I've started putting together a new one that I hope to have it in the new year. Okay, now I'm done.
Okay. All right, dear. Oh, you're off vacation. You don't. You aren't going to work tonight, are you?
No, I have to go to work. I was on vacation last week.
Oh, I'm so confused. Okay. Well, get to work then.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. I'm going to give the lineup so you kind of know who's coming at one point where you are in line. First, we're going to have our next caller. I'll give the next four. We have 351-856. 562 and 323. Those will be our next callers. So let's go ahead and get 351. This actually might, oh, this is a very strange number. I wonder who strange number person is. Okay, 351, Lucy?
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Hi, Ella, how are you?
It's been a while since I've seen the Lucy Land number.
Yeah, I've been busy, I've been sick, a lot of things on my hands at the same time, so yeah. It's kind of been hectic. I know, last week I was actually online to call, but I called in a few minutes late, and I saw I was going to be, you know, on the line for quite some time, so I just gave up. So this week I actually said I was going to come online, and I am. So yeah. Today I'm participating.
I'm glad.
Well, I'm trying to do my best here. I don't know what to read as usual, but I do have three pieces I've chosen. One's back from MySpace. It's called A Song. I have another one that's called Whispers, and I have another one that's called Revelation.
Okay.
So I'm giving you your choice to read.
Which is a whisper one?
One is called Whispers.
That's the one I want.
Okay. 1 second. Okay. It goes like this. I would paint a picture of an essence so pure, a passion of the night, calling upon whispers, carried upon the wind, amongst the stars above. A love called upon nature within the moonlight melody, wondering how you are, from a distance yet so far, contemplating on ocean, a part engraved in my soul. Come show me the path one should lead, if only I knew how to succeed. Heaven sent was an angel, lighting the way from such dark and trend, pure bliss. I long to feel alive again, something so fresh, so new, taking my hand, leading me, as I cry out in distress and grief, long to say exactly how I feel, so to breathe, coming to life anew. End poem.
And that was amazing. You just can't be gone as long as you've been gone. I know you've been busy, and I understand that, but we really miss you when you're not around.
Well, I actually sent you a message. An email, explaining my leave of absence. But I don't know if you've read it or not. Anyway, but I haven't been, like I said. I did call in to reverse that day as I was awake at the time the show had started, which means it was going to start. And one of the projects I was working on is terminated already, and I have finally released my new book called Pieces of My Soul, where you can find Whispers, because I have deleted all my work, my previous work on Blogger. So,
yeah. All right. Then I did read the email. I just don't talk about that on the air. So, but I'm glad you're here, and you just. Don't know how much we miss you when you're not. You need to understand that.
Well, I'm working. I have been silent, I know, and absent, but I have been working on new pieces to post soon up on the air on Blogger. And I'm currently working on 2-3 collaborations at once. One is with me. I either do it one way or the other, but it happens to, like, I do one, and then all of a sudden I'm in a couple already. It's the last piece of Silent Rage of Darkness with poet Chris Smith, and I'm working on another one with another poet from England, and another with that we haven't started yet, but we are going to do it with Star Fortress. Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetie, and?
You can find me on through Google+, which will be redirected to all my sites, which is on blogspot.com, under Lucy Martins, creator, writer, and poet. You can find me on WordPress.com, which titles is Pieces of My Soul, which is the name of the book. And you can find me on Facebook.
Very cool. No. All right, sweetie. Then definitely try to come back next week. We love you. We miss you. And thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I'm glad I came on. I just wanted to show you guys some love. And I'm glad you like the piece I read on the air. Hopefully
thank
next week I'll read something new.
You can read anything you want.
Okay. I love you guys. Have a great night. And tomorrow I'll be sure to listen to another program, okay?
All right, sweetie.
Thank you,
hon.
Bye-bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's go ahead and bring on another caller. We have caller from area code 856. 856, you're on the air.
Hello, Nyla. How are you? This is Jess Bill from Inner Child. How's everybody doing?
Absolutely wonderful. How are you, baby? It's been a while.
Well, you know, I was here a couple weeks ago. You know, mm-hmm. if I'm sneaking in a little earlier, because we have a show that goes on at 7 o'clock in our talk show. So, you know, I said, well, I got myself organized, so I snuck in. You know.
Good.
But, you know, I've been busy lately. I got a new book coming out, The Vine Keeper. I don't know what number book this is, but, you know, I'm really excited about that. So I finally had an opportunity in between everybody else to squeeze one of mine in. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. So, but that's pretty much what's going on, publishing and radio and writing, you know. But I have this piece here. I actually wrote it last year, October 6th of last year. And I wrote it in third person. I was playing around with it the other night, and I decided to slip it to first person. And it's a love piece about resonant memory. And I wanted Christian to hear.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. It's titled, I Come to You. I have been searching for you for eons, and your resonant memory, your resonance has glowed within my soul. I have followed the flame and the glow of your light, and it has directed me through the presence of night. I come to you. Sweet communion was the order of the day. All I ever longed for was peace, a place where I may lay my weary head and rest. I draw my sword for battle, and though I seek to vanquish the enemy of the land, the enemy within is the demon I wish to slay this day. I see no other alternative but to fight to my death, to give my life to the higher order of defending all that I love. Yes, I draw my sword in accord to a warrior's duty and honor. The odds are against that any of my comrades will survive. I like these odds, for finally I will be liberated from this anguish of being separated all these eons from that which I need, you, the other half of my soul. I come to you. It was so many lifetimes ago I can vaguely remember when you were banished, vanquished from the court for having my child. Yes. We had defiled the established dictums, the rules of order, the mode of come up behavior, for they said you were beneath my stature, for I was of sovereign blood. I come to you. It is beginning to come back to me now, my resonant memory, like the sun shimmering upon the lake that day when you taught me the way and revealed unto me the path of a higher order where borders and restraints to one's passion no longer appeared. As real. I was feeling something new that day. And I knew that this journey you led me on was more than a simple quest, more than a test, more than but another conquest. It was a liberation of sorts, and the only retort I could muster was acquiescence to the lesson before me. As the flower of a lighted consciousness began to unfold, your flesh told stories of a sweet bliss found in but a single kiss upon your lips, where my sensuality became alive. And now, in remembrance of that which has transpired so many lifetimes before, here I stand at the door of a weariness of my soul. And no thought any longer can cajole me to wish to proceed in my search for this flame, my twin, you, who makes me whole. Yes, I am tired, yet spirited as a warrior should always be. And as I draw my sword from its sheath for the final time, there is a glimmer of light, reflections from the sun, a glint that immobilizes this fleeting introspective moment. And I remember this shimmering upon the lake that day where I lay beside you when you taught me the way to a path of a higher order where borders and restraints to one's passions no longer appeared as real. And in a solemn silence, I speak these words to you. I have been searching for you for eons, and your resonance has glowed within my soul, and I have followed your flame and the glow of your light which has directed me to the presence of my night. And this day, I come to you in peace.
What a beautiful point. It was about an awakening and a remembering of that awakening. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
He always writes so tenderly.
Well, most of
the time. I have to throw that disclaimer in there. Usually what you read on this show is written tenderly. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, every once in a while, you know, I might break something up. But, yeah, but it's always an honor to be here to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And, Poetry. Got to love poetry, But I thank you for the honor, But anyway, I'm going to back up so the other poets can get on. And, of course, we're Inner Child. You can Google Inner Child and you'll find us. As Julian always says, we are Googleable. InnerChildPress.com. And incidentally, we also have an anthology that's open, Healing Through Words. And just to throw that plug out there, this time of year, especially in Western culture, people are challenged, with the holidays and also the turning of the calendar year, by their dysfunction and then the maladies of society. We have the highest rate of suicide, homicide, depression, and everything else that affects the human kind. So we're asking people, it doesn't have to be just poetry, prose, story, prayer. It doesn't matter what they submit, but we're welcoming everybody to submit, because you never know how our words may affect somebody who picks up, a book and read. It's healing through words, and that's what we're looking for. Last year we did World Healing, World Peace, which was a great success, and this year we're doing healing through words, hoping that we can, transform someone's life through our words. So that's pretty much it. Inner Child.
Very cool. You guys do so much. Awesome, babe.
We try. Yeah, but we have good role models. We have Nyla, how can you go wrong?
I'm just in awe of everything
so
you guys do. You work really hard.
Yeah.
And you still find time to write. That's very cool.
Yeah, well, I got it right. Write or die. That's what they say. Write or die.
That's true.
I'm not ready to die yet. So anyway, thank you, Nyla, so much, and bless you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. And we will talk to you again next week if you get a chance.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, sweetie. Bye-bye. All righty. Dun, dun, dun. Our next caller comes from area code 562. 562, you're on the air.
Good evening, Nyla. This is Samuel Rain from Complicated Passion.
Hey, Samuel, how are you?
I'm doing great. And to come in after Bill, I'm going to be doing better. So I get to follow something like that. That's cool, especially for what
Bill
I'm going to do.
Bill is incredible.
Yeah. So I can just go ahead and spit that piece?
Yes, you can, please.
Okay, it's titled Send Me Your Love. I found myself in a spell to think of you as my heart pounding for a love far away. The calling of my hunger is for a surrender that won't let go. Feel this impression, my lips upon your body. It will mold you like a butterfly. Let me tell you, seeing your love through these eyes passionately sends my emotions to say these very words. Love me now and forever be that temptation in peace.
Wow. The line I loved in there the most is, my hunger is for a surrender that won't let go.
Thank you. That's going to be on my CD.
Yes,
I'm putting that on my CD without music. So that poem's going to be written. I'm going to read it without music, that piece.
That is phenomenal. That line in itself. If you were to take that, there's a journal out there called 4 and 20. I don't know if you've heard about it, but I would take that and you could break that down into 3 or 4 lines all in itself. And I bet you, I will bet you some random book of poetry off my shelf that if you were to submit that to 4 and 20, that they would publish it.
Oh, just that line, huh?
Just that one line.
Yeah.
I'll email me when you get off because I've got, you guys, just so you know, I'm absolutely not going to be able to. In fact, I may actually be leaving a little bit early tonight, and Michael will be closing the show once he gets here. I cannot stay late because I have, the super most creepiest thing planned for tonight, but I can't tell you until next week what I did, or you can watch my Facebook page. So I'm, really stoked about. You just have no idea. You have no idea.
I sent your friend request. I just found your page.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to be on
tonight.
Send me
an email, and I'll give you the information for the journal.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I do thank you. So I'm going to be on tonight with Solid on Speak Your Mind. It's a weekly show that comes on Thursday, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, where we cover the events of last week and talk about the things that are going to be happening next week on Blog Talk and Talk Show and all those other shows, all about poetry.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
All right. Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
Please come back next week and share again. And definitely make sure you get me that information, because we're going to, you should hear pretty quickly from them. They're a monthly journal. But
okay.
When you come on next week, we'll let everyone know whether it got accepted or not.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will do. All right,
sweetheart. We'll talk to you next
Bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
For sure.
All right. So our next caller, I'm going to, is 323. But I'm going to go ahead and give the next four after that, so you know. After that, we will have, what happened to 940? Let me see if they called back in. Let me go down at the bottom here, 940. Nope, 940 is gone. All right. So our next caller then will come from 779. After this caller we're taking right now. You guys know what I'm talking about. Stay with me here. Okay. Then after this caller, it'll be 779-863, 305 and 8, or excuse me, 281. Did I really totally confuse you? Just listen for your number. Okay, here we go. Our next caller is 856. Now you guys know why I'm a poet, because me and numbers just do not get along at all. All right, 856, you're on the air.
You just had me now. This is Bill.
Oh, okay. See, now I'm all messed up. All right. 323. Here we go. 323. Now you guys really know why I don't do numbers.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. Just, relaxing here at home, day off work.
Yeah? And you did you take today off, or did you just, like,
I took the day off today.
Just so you could be here to read tonight, huh?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, sweetie.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, what do you have for us?
Oh, I have something very interesting. I wrote something today. Actually, I wrote it, what's today? 18? Right?
Today is, yeah.
I wrote it on Tuesday. Okay, yeah, I wrote it on Tuesday. It's a little weird. So bear with me. It has no detail into all that perverted stuff or anything like that. It's just very, very weird. And it's a story about, just to get into it a little quick, it's a story about a boy who was born a hermaphrodite.
Uh-huh.
And he was abused and locked in the basement. Now, this abuse is very, very strange. It doesn't require any physical stuff, just mentally. So he's getting all these delusions. So here we go. This is titled, Killing Gives Me Orgasm, Said the Boy with a Vagina. And it goes like this. Of all the sick words, I desecrate yesterday's 89. I'm just a hermaphrodite little boy who has killed 58 numbers tomorrow. I shave both my female and male parts, polishing phallic volcanoes inside a music hacker. Before I murder 27 balloons, you must scratch the burning ships. God passed out on ecstasy, too much sniffy microdots. Worms whisper to the dried-up tragedies. Next month, I'll reprogram 20 minutes after the songs run out of their engine. Killing is so 2001. Maybe the white hawks can give us red wine. Did you see our burning crosses in Time magazine? We're the new Vaseline transvestites, milking the giant hands from my watery silicone penis. End.
Holy moly. You know, if there's nothing else we can expect from you or anything else, it's always something that makes us think. Always. When you don't pick easy subjects, you don't pick, you know, you don't write about the pretty stuff. You know, you write about life and reaching your hand in its guts and pulling it out and saying, look, this is what things are like. And you write it in a way that really makes you think.
Yeah, you know something? I used to write how everybody else writes, like long time ago when I started. When I first started, I was like, I think like 14 years ago. And I remember, a lot of people liked it, but then I grew out of that. I go, I don't want to be like anybody else. So I decided to push it a little bit more and like experiment with words. So I experimented with a lot of words. And I tried to develop my own
vocabulary. You know, that's pretty normal though, Charlie, you know, for people to do that. Because, anytime you step out of your comfort zone, nobody just, you know, you take baby steps, and so you knew you had this voice inside you, and you did what you saw, and then found your own voice. And you have a very, very unique voice when you write. It's almost, I don't even know how to describe it. Besides the fact that I've never seen anyone who can take concrete images and make them so abstract. Put concrete images and abstract poetry, the 60s type poetry, into a blender, they would get you. I mean, you have a unique style that's all your own.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I worked on this for so long, developing my style, and that's all my stuff is very either avant-garde, cyberpunk, surrealism, or abstract. And it goes on and on from there, but I always like to experiment. I'm not afraid of it. Regardless if people don't understand it, that's fine. But it's all up in interpretation. And, yeah, it's all whatever your mind fits to see it. That's all that matters. That's it.
Very cool. All right, Charlie, tell everyone how they can find your work now.
Yes, you guys can find me on WordPress. I recently posted a blog there this Monday, and I will be posting one tomorrow as well, a new one. This one that I read to you, I'm not going to post it up yet, so that will probably be till way later on, but I'm going to post something different, and I will send the link. It's charlie01.wordpress.com, or you guys can find me at Charlie_01 at Twitter. So capital C and capital Z as well. And then that's how you guys will find me on Twitter or WordPress. That's
it. Cool. All right, sweetie. We'll talk to you next week.
Surely will.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. It's Charlie Zero. Our next caller comes from area code 779. You're on the air.
Hi, Nyla. It's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How are you?
Hey.
Wait a second. You're my good luck charm. You know why?
What happened?
Michael.
Yes, I was wondering if you knew I was here.
Oh, that was you.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Who are you talking to?
Both of you, either of you. I don't care. I'd put you both here. Oh, all right. So I just want to let everyone know Michael's here. All right, sweetheart, tell us about your poem, honey.
Okay, first of all, real quick update. The next couple of days, hopefully, be going into labor and we get to have our son. But if not, then they'll induce me next week. So, yay!
Very cool.
And my poem that I'm going to read is a letter that I wrote to my husband 3 years ago. And so it's literally titled, "That Letter to You." I'm sorry?
Were you guys married then?
No, we just got married a year ago.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. but it's titled, "My Letter to You." So, I think I could watch you sleep all night. And behind your closed eyes, I'll hope there lies a dream. And I will daydream at midnight. A home, children, and our love, our future. I sit here and listen to you breathing uneven breaths, wondering what thoughts are pending, because I love you too. I can see you coming home and our son yells, "Daddy's home," and our daughter in my arms with her newly found smile. I can see Christmases and birthdays, raking leaves and shoveling snow, mud puddles and grass-stained knees, boo-boos and baby teeth, outgrowing clothes every few weeks. My heart is wrapped up around your love, feeling rather safe, feeling rather joyful. I never thought it possible to smile from the inside out. I love that you're finally here. I love that we knew each other before we knew each other. And I love that you found me before I found myself. Hold me close and don't you dare let go. You're waking up now. Yawn and a smile. Mouth, I love you. Little kiss. I swear I could have melted then and there. But instead, I smiled, mouthed, "I love you," and blew a kiss. We weren't looking for each other, always searching in the daylight when we should have checked our shadows. I believe we tripped and fell into this love. And baby, falling into you had to be the best loss of balance I've ever had. I did my best to catch you right back. The funny thing is that I find it difficult not to let these thoughts swim through my mind every day. I wouldn't trade them for the world. I find myself staring at you, completely consumed in amazement that we're finally where we belong. I'll be in love with you until the end of time. After these past few years, I can finally call you mine. And that's end poem.
You know, now how much of that did you have to change to turn it into a poem?
None of it. No, I wrote that for him. It was like letter poem type thing.
That and the reason I asked is because I knew that was probably the answer. It's pretty amazing how poetic the mind is when you're in love. I mean, that was a letter you wrote from the heart. You know,
yeah.
It was never. And there's a couple of things that I've written years and years and years ago that were never intended to be poems, but are some of my best poems. But were nothing more than an email or a letter that I wrote. It's just phenomenal to me when I hear that, when someone shares something like that.
I had a lot of fun writing it. He was dead asleep when I was, so when he woke up, he looked over and said, "Why are you staring at me?" I said, "Because I'm writing something." He goes, "Let me see it." He tried to take it from me. He yanked it away from him. I said, "It's for you. You're not allowed to read it until I'm done." I was the one back to sleep.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. You know, it's kind of neat knowing you from, you know, the first time you called in and you know, following the progression of your poetry and your relationship and to getting married, to having a baby, all of that is kind of making me freaking feel old. Wait a minute, what in the hell am I talking about? Quit it.
Bless you.
I feel like a poetry grandma now.
You're the one that wanted to adopt me way back when.
Yeah, my baby poet. Yeah, if I remember. Just phenomenal, honey. I just appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. You know, here next month is our 5-year anniversary. I'm pretty excited about that.
I know.
And you've been here for what, 3 of that?
4.
4 of it? Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Now I am feeling old. Once we're on the show for about 40 years, I'm not going to be able to lie about being 23 anymore, am I, Michael?
You just have to smile a little sweeter when you say it.
Is that the okay?
Mm-hmm.
As long as I smile sweet when I say something. Why, yes. Yes, I am 23. Why? Okay.
Oh,
all right, sweetheart. Tell everyone how to find you, honey.
You can get me at allpoetry.com/scarletletter. Got everything there, so.
You know, that's really cool. For you poets, there's a lot of times you'll sit there and you have so many, your stuff work in so many places. There's a free site. It's called Weebly. It's where you can make a website there for free with no ads on it or anything. It's awesome. Weebly. And then you can put about you. You can put links on there for all the places, and it makes it much easier for people to find you and all the things that you do by having it all in one place. So, all right, I'm done rambling now. Go hug that baby for us.
Oh, well, she's getting into stuff.
Of course. Curious mind. It's a good thing.
Alrighty.
All right, sweetheart. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm going to try if I'm not in the hospital.
Okay. All right,
we'll
talk to you later, sweetheart.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
It is so good to hear from you.
Very sorry I was late. I didn't think I was going to be that late. But
that's okay. That's all right. I get to scoot out of here a half an hour early tonight. Wait till you find out what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, yeah? Something good?
Yes. For me, well, some people might think it's kind of creepy. But, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm really excited.
Okay.
I'm going to go on an adventure.
Okay. Can you be more specific?
No, not yet.
No. Okay. All right.
Okay. So, did you hear, do you know where we are on the lineup?
I believe I do. Unless everybody has called in and hung up and called in like 6 times.
The only one that hasn't hung up and called in, 940 was here earlier and got dropped. So if they call back in, watch for them.
Sure.
And then the lineup after what I just did was 863-305. It was as far
right
down as I'd gotten.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay, so they know they're coming?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So then all I have to do is say, hello, Noreen.
Yep, hello, Michael. Hello, Nyla.
Hello, baby girl.
Hello, how you all doing?
Wonderful. How are you, sweetheart?
That's good. I'm doing fine. And you, Michael?
I'm doing very well.
That's good. Okay. I have a Halloween poem tonight. Okay. It's called The Haunted House.
Okay.
Okay. The bats were flapping their wings, pacing back and forth. The ghosts were flying in the air. The zombies were walking stiffly and staring into space. Pumpkins were aligned on each side of the walkway to the haunted house. Faked spiders hanging from the trees, swaying to the breeze. Haunted music playing in the background, frightening and eerie. I walked up to the front door, and before I had a chance to knock on the door and say, trick or treat, the creaky door flung wide open. A black cat jumped out and screaming, eek! and a wrinkled-skinned woman leaning on her bent wooden cane appeared at the entrance and said, "I'm not goo, 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 goo." And I said, "I'm out of here." The end.
That was awesome.
Well,
I love that you giggle. That is so cute.
Okay, thank you, Nyla.
You're welcome. All right, you know the drill a little.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
okay. Okay. You can find me at noreenandjenkins.webs.com. You can find me on facebook.com/noreenandjenkins, and you can find me on reverbnation.com/noreenandjenkins, and you can find me on noreensmuses.wordpress.com, and you can find me on noreenandjenkins.gather.com, and you can find me on wikinut.com under Noreen and Jenkins, and you can find me on redgage.com under Noreen A. Jenkins. And I'm also Google-able and Google-giggable.
Yes, ma'am, you are.
and
All right, and is Gary going to read tonight, hon?
Let me see if he's ready. He's not ready, but he will be reading later.
So we caught him with his poetry britches down, did we?
Okay, hold on. She said that they caught you with your poetry britches down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. he said that he hoped he didn't scare nobody.
And it's a good thing I'm in a good mood, or that would be his writing prompt for this week. Oh, too funny. All right, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to thank One Sapien for sponsoring the show for the whole year, and I want to thank you, Nyla and Michael, for hosting the show for poets, so we have a venue for us. And thank you for having Gary and I on here.
Oh,
we love it.
It's our pleasure, honey. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And I'll be calling back later for Gary.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, baby. All right, Mr. Michael.
All right, so let me do a quick list before we get to the final person from the last time. So upcoming will be 281-201. Wait, is Dawn still down here? Dawn, I saw you were up here earlier. And then Selena Howard. So our caller right now is our friend Gail. Gail, you're on the air.
Hello, Michael and Nyla. Hi.
Gail.
How are you guys?
I'm excited you're here.
I'm excited to be here. I'm very excited. I have some news for you guys.
Cool.
You have what?
One of the reasons I have been gone. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. My son joined the Army a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of traumatic for me, but also happy. And so I wrote a poem about it, and that's what I was going to read tonight.
Oh, please do.
Okay. And the name of the poem is Once Steady Smile by Gail Wolper. There had always been a scar across his face below the eye. A swing While I see courage, I, soldier, all American, good, good hero, under hooded lids, which have not seen the light of combat. But does this matter? There is still something hiding under there, something on which you are chewing, some urge not taken while I gaze at this photo. I am looking at your innocence. All you had was 4 weeks training. Where did you ride? They let you sleep alone in the bed with your gun and told you it was wife to you for your term of enlistment, and you believed them, and now it is true. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. It's raining. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. Look at your ma. She will always be looking for the cookie jar in which you used to hide that once steady smile. End poem.
Oh, that almost made me cry.
It was supposed to make you cry.
Wow.
The other one. Yeah, you like that one? I wrote another one for him. There's another one which will make you cry. Because this one used a special form, so.
You know, people can say whatever they want about their political beliefs. But as long as politicians keep fucking things up and they're sending our kids to war, there's not a draft right now.
Yeah.
And you have to respect so much some young man, Gail's son, who walks away from his nice, comfortable bed and his cool haircut and his friends and, you know, any girl that might have caught his eye and good food and walk away so that that they can protect us from the crap the politicians are doing, which is really what they are doing. You know, the politicians go out there and wreak havoc in the world, and we have to make sure that we keep ourselves safe from the crap they do.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you.
It's a horrible thing. I could not imagine one of my kids going into the service, but at the same time, I would do it. You know,
I'm proud of my son that he's doing that.
I am too, and you need to let him know that, you know, that you've got a family here who, you know, we may not be tangible to you, but we are as much a family as any other family, and we love and care about you very much. We always have. You've been with us for a long time, sweetheart. And he needs to know that he's got all our love and support, too. And you need to know that.
Oh, good. I got a letter from him today. He's doing well. He's almost done with boot camp, and he's going into specialist training as soon as he's done with boot camp.
I love that. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. Training.
It's a poem meant to be read. I wrote it when I got his photo in his fatigues, his boot camp photo,
mm-hmm.
which you're not supposed to be smiling in. And he's not. He's not. He's got the cap over, almost over his eyes, and he looks very serious. And he's got. They have a little the flag in the background, and his name's obviously on the fatigues. And it like sent me a chill. It's like, yeah, he really is a soldier, my little baby. And I told my friends. I showed everyone. I attacked everyone with this picture. I run around attacking them and showing them my son. People like to see that picture is what I've realized. There's not one person who did not seem interested in this picture.
That's very
of
cool.
My boy in uniform. Yeah. They were interested in him. No one gave me their political opinions about anything. They were just interested
in him.
A photograph of a young soldier.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, that's our writing prompt for the week. Photograph of a young soldier. That's mm-hmm. your writing prompt.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that, and I'll tell him about that.
All right, my darling girl, what you really need to do now is tell us about you.
Oh, I'm doing very well. I live here at this assisted living facility because I have my, I just can't manage to live on my own in an apartment, and there's no one that I can live with right now. There's no other situation.
I saw a post on your wall that said that it was awesome, that you really liked it.
I like it.
Or were you being facetious?
No, I'm not being facetious. I don't like that people are so very old, but I've met some amazing and wonderful people here. Who can complain?
I love old people. The older, the better.
Oh, some. I like some. I don't like all of them. All right, I'm going to read you now. I'm going to read you my mini poem. I'm going to find about a person. I've written several poems on people here. Let me see where I can find it.
Oh, you're so full of stories. You know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, the people who are around right now, there's people alive right now when the Titanic went down. You know, they're probably very, very old, but there's also people here who went through the generation right now are the ones that went through the 1920s. You know, the Prohibition days and the Depression. And think about those stories, that wealth of knowledge. Just as much as I tell people that we should write our own history, because if we don't, we're leaving it up to the politicians to write it for us. You know, it's up to us to tell how life really is in the voice of the common man. They didn't do that so much. They weren't encouraged to do that back then. So all the stories that the common man has to tell us are going to be gone once the common man's gone. And all we're going to be left with...
The common man's not gone. We have more common men now than we ever did.
No, I mean once that generation's gone, once the people of the generation are gone, there's going to be no one to tell us the truth in the voice of the common man once they're gone.
Right.
And so all these old people, I suggest, you know, don't be afraid to talk to them. They know they're old. Talk to them about, you know, their life and ask them questions. You know, they've got nothing else to do but talk to us right now. You know,
yeah,
and
some people love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Others don't. Oh, there are people that hate talking about their past, and there's people that just plain out don't remember, don't care to.
Yeah.
There's some, like you said, I found a 95-year-old guy that wrote a book on his life, and he had met some amazing stories. Here
mm-hmm.
is my poem, my other poem. Thursday afternoon game time. 4 o'clock at the assisted living facility. Time for old Bob to get all aggressive about his bingo and foam. You like that one, huh?
I like that one.
And I do play bingo every day because it's a chance to hang out. It's penny bingo, and it's a chance to hang out with these people. And they are people that get very uptight about their pennies. And they, of course,
once again, it's that generation.
They're being cheap is what it is. It's not the generation. Isn't that romantic? It's him and his goddamn pennies. I love my pennies.
There's a story, though. There's got to be a story about why he's like that. That's going to be your challenge, is to find out why he's so stingy with his pennies.
Okay. One, there are some people that grew up poor. There's some that are just assholes.
So that's your mission. We need to report next week. We want to find out if he grew up poor or if he's an asshole.
Okay. All right. How about another poetry prompt there? That's a good one.
That's what I'm going to have you do is, you wrote that short one about him, right?
Yeah.
I want this to be, it's going to be a 12-verse poem, all short like that. And
yeah.
Each week you have to update us the verse for 12 verses, or 6 verses, however many you want to do, but they all have to be about him and his pennies. So each week you get to read a little one like that about him, okay?
Oh, I could do that easy. I'll have a different perspective on it. Yeah, because this guy's real cool. He's colorful and has interesting personality, so that would be fun.
No, you can't write it about someone else. It has to be all about the same guy.
It has to be about Bob. No, yeah, I could write it about him. He met John Kennedy. He was at war when he was at World War II with John Kennedy. He was his...
Yep.
Yeah. He met Marilyn Monroe when she was a chorus girl.
Wow.
And he,
how many people can
a,
say that?
Mm.
I can't.
I can't.
He had Liberace when he owned a small theater that he showed in a medium-sized town, and he got Liberace on the road. He got Jack Dempsey, I think, was the boxer. He had a match. Mm-hmm. He claims he had a match there at his place in Virginia.
And keep a little notebook with you and just start jotting down little bits and pieces and fragments of everything that you hear people say.
Oh, okay.
And the name of the poem can be What I Overheard in Assisted Living.
This is what I'll do. With that, I'll do it because I'm already starting to do it. I have two deaf people, hard of hearing, old people. One's in their 80s, one's in their 90s, a man and a woman. They're both Italian from New York. And they talk to each other and only hear one or two words from the other person and have entire conversations.
What I want to know is how you talk like this with your hands. You go back and forth and back and forth, and I can't make my hands do that. I feel really horrible for saying that.
Oh, yeah. It's
I always
life.
Wondered, you know, because the way we people pronounce things, you wouldn't have an accent. There wouldn't be any regional dialect for people who do sign language.
That's what, like a slice of life thing that you just offered. People are... It's not a negative thing. It's just a humorous little slice of a life.
All right, baby girl. You're going to have fun this week. We're going to get you kicked out of that place.
I am.
You're
going to
have to come live with me.
Well, that would be great, but you have to help me drive me all over the place and cook for me.
Oh, yeah. You
don't
want
mind.
That. You might as well
down
forget it there.
I don't want her to cook for you. You.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, I'm wrong.
An interesting little Alyssa tidbit for her radio show.
we better get to these callers. We're going to get in trouble. We're taking too long.
Oh, yeah, you do. Okay, I'm sorry, and I'm glad you guys bothered to listen to me on Facebook. Gail Wolper, GailWolper. My poems in my notes. I leave my poems in notes if anyone wants to check it out.
All right, sweetheart, and we really look forward to what you're going to bring next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
I'm glad I was here. I missed
Me
it,
too.
And I'm going to listen now.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michael.
All right.
I'm glad you're taking the next caller because I don't want someone to, like, poke me in the eye for talking too long.
Well, that's usually me, but I was right along there with you. Okay. I'm usually going with the poking. Not in the eye, though. That would just be mean. So, yeah. No, okay. All right. So, yeah. Our next caller is from area code 281. You're on the air.
Hello, Naila. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Very good.
Wonderful.
How are
you? Hello, Uma.
I'm doing good, Naila. I have a poem for you all, for all of us, that is. This was written in 1810, and I translated it. It is a poem written by one of the most eminent authors at that time. I'm sorry. My original number was correct, 1910. The poem that Guruja Dappa Rao has written in the year 1910 has generated spirit of nationality among the people and encouraged them greatly towards developing the country. Would you like me to read the original text or just go to my poem?
Is the original text very long?
It's not very long, about... Oh, when I read it, it's not going to take that long anyway. So it's
okay.
About 2 pages. So
okay.
2 columns, that is, of a page. So it's called Deshamunu Preminchu Mana. It means to say, love your country. Let me first read it in the original, దేశమును ప్రేమించుమన్నా మంచి అన్నది పెంచుమన్నా ఒట్టి మాటలు కట్టి పెట్టోయ్ గట్టి మేల్ తలపెట్టబోయ్ పాడి పంటలు పొంగి పొరలే దారిలో నువ్వు పాటుపడబోయ్ తిండి కలిగితే కండ కలదోయ్ కండ కలవాడేను మనిషోయ్ ఈ శిరోమణి మనుషులుంటే దేశమే గతి బాగుపడునోయ్ జల్దుకొని కళలు నేర్చుకు దేశ సరుకులు నింపబోయ్ అన్ని దేశాల క్రమవల నోయ్ దేశ సరుకుల నమ్మవల నోయ్ డబ్బు తేలేనట్టి నరులకు కీర్తి సంపద లబ్బవోయ్ వెనక చూసిన కాజమేమోయ్ మంచి గతమున కొంచెమే నోయ్ మందగించక ముందు అడుగే వెనక పడితే వెనకే నోయ్ పూను స్పర్తను విద్యలందే వైరములు వాణిజ్యమందే వ్యర్థ కలహం పెంచబోకోయ్ కత్తి వైరం కాల్చబోయ్ దేశాభిమానం నాకు కద్దని ఒట్టి గొప్పలు చెప్పుకోకోయ్ పూని ఏదైనా ఒక మేల్ కూర్చి జనులకు చూపబోయ్ ఓర్వలేమి పిశాచి దేశం మూలుగులు పీల్చేసే నోయ్ ఒరుల మేలుకు సంతసిస్తూ ఐకమత్యం నేర్పవోయ్ ఐకమత్యం నేర్చబోయ్ అరుల కలిమికి పొర్లు ఏడ్చే పాపికెక్కడ సుఖం కద్దోయ్ ఒకరి మేల్ తన మేల నుంచే నేర్పరికి మేల్ కొల్లలోయ్ సొంత లాభం కొంత మానుకు పొరుగువానికి తోడుపడవోయ్ దేశమంటే మట్టి కాదోయ్ దేశమంటే మనుషులోయ్ పట్టాలు కట్టుకుని దేశస్తులంతా నడవవలనోయ్ అన్నదమ్ముల వలను జాతులు మతములన్నీ మెలగవలనోయ్ మతం వేరైతేను ఏమోయ్ మనసులొకటై మనుషులుంటే జాతమన్నది లేచి పెరిగి లోకమున రాణించునోయ్ దేశమనియడి దొడ్డ వృక్షం ప్రేమలను పూలెత్తవలనోయ్ నరుల చెమటను తడిసి మూలం ధనం పంటలు పండవలనోయ్ ఆకులందున అణగిమణిగి కవిత కోవిల పలకవలనోయ్ పలుకులను విని దేశమందభిమానములు మొలకెత్తవలనోయ్ ది రైటర్ ఇస్ గురజాడ అప్పారావు ప్రింటెడ్ టైమ్ 1910 సో దిస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఇంగ్లీష్ లాస్ట్ నైట్ ఆల్దో అదర్స్ ఎస్టీమ్డ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఇట్ అర్లియర్ అండ్ వుడ్ బి డూయింగ్ లేటర్ ఆల్సో దిస్ ఇస్ మై వర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ curious part of it is that after translating it into English I was able to understand it better. I'm sorry I had to say that it was written in my mother tongue, but when I read it when first time I was very young and I did not go through the entire piece of the poetry at that time. Even though I went through, I did not understand, so such was my knowledge. But when I translated it, I understood it better this time, and I was enjoying the original also even better. It goes this way. Love thy nation. Love thy nation, written by Gurujada Apparao. Love thy nation, develop some goodness, wind up thy empty banter, start some concrete help, work in the path overflowing with dairy and harvest. For food can build muscles, one with muscles is the man. What good does it do to the nation if people are starving and weak? Learn all arts with zeal, fill with goods made within the country. Reach every country, should sell your goods. Guy who does not fetch money would earn no fame or wealth. What help does it looking back? There is little goodness in the past. Shed laziness and step forward. If you fall behind, you lie behind. Be jealous only for education. Fight only in trade. Do not develop wasteful quarrels. Shoot the sword enmity away. Don't play humbug saying you love your country most. Work towards something helpful. Show the people that you can. The devil of jealousy has sucked the country off its marrow. Learn to be united, rejoicing in others' progress. Whither is that sinner happy when weeps over others' wealth? one who thinks of others' progress as his own, that tactful person's progress is immeasurable. Cut short some selfishness and help thy neighbor. Nation is not land, nation is the people. Walking hand in hand, all citizens should walk together. Like brothers should all races and religions behave. What if the religion is different when men are with minds united? Nationality rises above all to rule the world. The great tree that is the nation must bloom flowers of love. With the wetness of human sweat, cash crop should grow. Well placed, hidden in the leaves, the nightingale of poetry should chirp. Listening to those words, love towards the nation should sprout. Poet, Gurujada Appa Rao, year of publishing 1910, translated by Uma Devi Pochampalli. This is the poem that was written by Gurujada Appa Rao in the year 1910 and has generated spirit of nationality among the people and encouraged them greatly towards developing the country, especially when they were very relaxed and never wanted to work. So this motivated the entire nation and brought economic change. The end.
It is phenomenal that you were able to do that, and I love it when you share both versions. But translating isn't an easy thing to do.
It isn't. Yes.
No.
And I'm sure there must be some deviances which are attributed to the transliteration instead of translation. So I take the responsibility if there are errors.
I think everyone should try that to or I guess you can if you don't speak two languages, but learn enough of one.
Learn another language.
A different language in the English translation of a poem and then translate it, write the same poem but in a different way.
Yes, it sounds different. Somehow it sounds like modern poem when I have written it down, and it's making relevance to me. Whereas the words that he used earlier, they are from classic words, you know, used in those days, at least about 100 years back. So for me, those words are different after a period of one century. But what I wrote now makes a little more sense to me because I wrote it and I understand it the way I do, but it's also because I spent time in understanding what he wrote. That's why it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to translating. That's why it's so hard. Because you're not just exchanging, you know, the actual words for word. You know, not if you're doing it well.
Thank you, Naila, and thank you, Michael, and thank you, sponsors. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Do you think you could send that poem to me, your translation?
Yes. In fact, I have posted it on the radio, Blog Talk Radio page. But I can send it to you.
Either way, that works for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll send it to Naila's message. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's see. All right. I'll share it now. Okay. So that means our next caller is from area code 201. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you? And how are you, Michael?
Very good.
And Alan, how are you?
Doing wonderful, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I can say I'm feeling blessed. I was a little under the weather, but I was like, you know what? I promise you I was coming back to the show, and I didn't get a chance to. So here I am tonight.
Well, I am really, really glad, sweetheart. It's awesome to hear from you.
Thank you so much. I worked on a piece, and it's called Touch Me. And whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Always ready.
Touch me, He touched me tenderly. He made me feel so very loved. I felt so very special. Whenever she was with him, I closed my eyes. I can see the stars and the moon. And it's all because he touched me. He made her feel so complete in loving him that he showed me the way. The warmth of his body, it was the way he embraced her. And if I could say there is no other, then yes, I only want you. For he seeked her out and left her amazed. She closed her eyes and thought of the kiss upon her lips, thinking about the star clusters and the moon in her mind. As she closed her eyes, she can't wait to see him again. To love in the making, he touched me tenderly, making me to feel so very loved, because he touched me. In peace.
That was phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
Wow, sweetheart. You got an amazing voice, too. I'm jealous.
Thank you.
I'm jealous. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. When I was a little girl, my sisters and I used to pretend like we had a band, and my dad would call us the three toilet seats because we sang like shit. No lie. Yep. I hate sharing things like that, but, you know, sometimes my mouth just does, yeah, tells on me. But you are amazing, and I am so glad that you found time to call in. It's been a while, and I cannot thank you enough, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. And anybody can find me. Actually, I'm coming out, well, I have my first book out, which is Music in My Words. You can find me on HTTP, the double dots with the double slash, www.smallcatsinthechildpress.com/Rosalind, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D, /cherry.php. Also, I'm on Google, I'm on Twitter, and you can find me in about over 100 pages throughout Facebook and on my Facebook page itself. And I always say to all poets, in order to know a poet, it's to know our souls. And smile and blessings out to everyone.
Very cool. All right, sweetheart, and you will try to come back more often?
Yes, I'm going to try to come back a little bit more often.
Very cool. All right, sweetheart, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and everybody have a good night.
You too.
You too.
All righty.
All right. Our next caller, go down the line a bit here, is our friend Dawn. Dawn, you're on the air.
Unmuted. I have to write a poem to that. The poem I have tonight is called Lebensraum, which means living room. It has a dark history because it is German, and it was used as the motto for the excuse of Germany in the late 1930s to invade their neighbor countries in order to fuse together one and only one German people, which means German sections of Hungary were annexed, German sections of Austria were annexed, German sections of Poland were annexed, etc., etc., until there was going to be nothing left to annex. So Laban's realm, and this is in memory of Dr. John F. Somerset. Between the retirement village's edge and the highway lived a walnut orchard until 2 days ago when bulldozers ripped up the trees like children from the clenching ground. Today, stringless red-shouldered kites circle round overhead, seeking dislodged tenants for food. The red-orange of their slit eyes sigh among the tree trunks, disc-harrowed hay, and piles of limbs. Yellow legs and talons tuck up next to taut bellies, all under motionless wings. Rufous breasts throb and three feathered tail bands flash black and white, signals to those sighted below. The village yawns into the trees with unbuilt upon hills on top and into manicured vineyards below and stops. Above, kites screech their promises only to sail away, wing and wing on soundless waves of wind. End text.
That was incredible, Don.
Some of the things that are about this poem, Dr. John F. Somerset died a couple of years ago. He used to be head of the English department at Merritt Community College in Oakland. And he did what a lot of African Americans did, and that was to make the military his career and then use the military benefits after retiring to get a doctorate's degree in English at Stanford University. He then moved into the hills of Berkeley and became employed at Merritt Community College and then finally became the head of that department. And there's an inline joke here. Rufus breasts throb essentially means red breasts throb, but it is it's a little bit of a catch-all if you're from the South. And then the next line goes, three feathered tail bands flash black and white. So those, that there is a commonality to the colors. And then the last line, wing and wing on soundless waves of wind, is a nautical phrase. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. So if you have any curiosity, tickle, tickle, nudge, nudge, you can look it up. So there.
I guess he told us, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So I'm just going to quit now while I'm behind.
All right, baby cakes. Did you want to give us your link or anything today?
No, I'm not. Just look up Dr. John F. Somerset if there's anything on him on Google.
Google.
I hope he's Googleable. He is a man of, he was a man of exceeding merit, and that is a pun, and he should not be forgotten. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, Don. Thank you so much, sweetheart. All righty, Mr. Michael.
All right.
Do we know what the lineup's going to be?
I do, but I'm not actually prepared to share that with you yet. Because I don't have my notepad right here. Oh, hey, where's Selena? She's gone. Wait, there she go. Oh, there she is. Right at the top. All right. So, we'll grab an extra hour and then I'm going to line up. That's okay. Selena, you are on the air.
Hi, everybody. Good to be back here again.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi. It's been crazy. I've had a lot of family stuff going on, so I haven't been in here much. I'm going to get right to my piece. It's called Indigo Child. Eyes ruined from neglect, strained below all she holds, above all that slips away. Her gentle flame draws breath, igniting strength of ashen dreams, commanding smiles of passerby. Slipping between beats and time, she proclaims love her sacred hymn, and so dispels all earthly shadows. Her nest lies upon ancestral plains, sweetness of Mother Earth's bosom, moonstones held by courageous grip. She sings of praise and of light, soaring where lilies lift their heads and joining colors of summer's blush. Her sails harness elusive winds, embracing fantasies, embracing tears to reach the willow's feathery tips. She perfumes life's vibrant rings, longing that cannot be quenched, thirsting flight of circling dreams. Her mouth, sweet with velvet petals, deep-rooted seeds, compel poetry. Indigo child, this child is she. And peace.
I have a girlfriend that poem could have been written about.
Surprised I got through it without crying.
Pretty phenomenal piece of writing there, my dear.
Thank you. This is to honor my little, the inner me, the little girl that was always so different. And that's to honor her and give her a voice and the voice that she's always had, which is a beautiful voice.
So that's about your own inner child.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I was the weird one, you know, the weird, strange one, the one that was shunned and turned, you know, and people didn't understand me and, you know, so yeah, that was me. And I was made to feel ugly as a child, and she's not ugly. She's beautiful.
Are you very familiar with Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes.
And his poem Alone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that one?
Mm-hmm.
That is my absolute favorite poem. And the lines in that go, from my childhood hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. And I could not bring my passions from a common spring.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that weird child you're talking about.
Yeah, I love that poem. What brought it to mind is a memory that I had of, I'm trying to make it short because I know we're pressed on time, of a little boy that was used to follow me around. All the other kids would be playing, and I would just be off, you know, laying in the grass somewhere with my pencil in my mouth, and the eraser bitten off, and just writing words, you know. And he'd go, "What are you writing now?" You know, and I'd show him, "Because you're weird." But he always came back. He would say, "You're really weird. You write really weird stuff." But he was always coming back, even though he thought I was weird. He was probably the only one that used to talk to me. He still thought it was weird. But he was fascinated by what I was writing, even though he thought it was weird.
So do you know where he is now?
I have no clue. I'll tell you, though, if he's out there listening somewhere, thank you, because it was the one little lifeline that I had to somebody that was normal.
Okay, so your homework is to see if you can track this person down and send them a poem about that.
I will. Thank you.
I mean, with Facebook and all that out there, it should be easy to find him.
Just to be able to find him. Yeah. But yeah, that's what it was from. So thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
You're welcome, sweetie. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
All right. So light up. Our next few callers will be from area codes 608, 713, 256, and 914. So I'm going to go ahead and start
Hello? Hey.
Hello?
Hi. Okay. Hi. Hey. Doc, am I on?
You are on.
Yeah. Well, that worked out just good. Had the same problem this week as I did last week with the phone, but this time I didn't even hear any. I could barely hear the audio. It was just static from, you know, the first second. So I'm glad I have this other phone, and I'm going to call U.S. Cellular and give them a piece of my mind later and tell them, you know, do you want me to still be a customer or not?
That works.
So.
So what'd you bring for us, sweetheart?
Well, we had a new piece here. Some of you know, lost my mom to cancer back in July of 2010. And 4 months later, my dad found out that he had stage 4 prostate cancer. And they pretty much haven't written anything for probably 6 months. This started coming to me actually during the show 2 weeks ago. And the rest of it came to me after I talked to my dad last Thursday. It's entitled Departing Thoughts from My Thoughts. We, all of us here, and all those who are here in spirit, have gathered as members, former members, active members, inactive members, honorary members, and members of the heart in this special church, St. Paul's. A place where from a young age you grew up, where you learned, where you worshiped, where you served, and where you tirelessly tended the garden of fellowship and the garden of flora which encircles this place with beauty, peacefulness, and serenity during your entire life. Today in fellowship, we are here to celebrate the life of a man we call father, brother, uncle, grandfather, and friend. To honor you, to honor your life, to honor your service to your fellow man, to honor your soul, to say hello, to say I miss you, to say goodbye for now, to wish you well on your new journey, and to say I love you one more time. Today is a sad day for those of us who still walk this earth. For we do not and cannot understand where the spirit goes when the body dies. With a tear in my eye, a lump in my throat, and a feeling within my heart that part of myself has departed. Today, I humbly stand before you in honor, proud, and with conviction, and choose to celebrate my father's life with all of them. A man who lived his life with purpose, dedication, respect, dignity, beauty, courage, honor, devotion, sacrifice, selflessness, grace, resolute, and always humble before his fellow man and God. To me, and I am sure to others, my father was always an officer and a gentleman, and will be remembered as such. His life a testament to success in all the facets which life brings, family, marriage, children, grandchildren, friendship, fellowship, career, and service. Hail to thee, O God. His spirit has risen and is now all-seeing and all-knowing. Yet, part of him still resides here within this church and its garden, which he so loved. And part of him still resides within the hearts of all those he so dearly loved, and within the hearts of all those who dearly love him. This part of my Father lives on among all of us, within our hearts and our memories, for as long as we so shall live. He is in a better place, of this I have no doubt. He earned it by the life he lived. Now beside my mother and all the other souls who have departed before us, a journey into heaven where life never ends, a place where they all reside in peace, a place where calm is the day, a place forever with forever clear blue sky. Godspeed, fair wind, and following sea. With all due respect, always and forever, from your son. May you rest in peace. Love you, Dad. And poem.
Wow.
My dad died Saturday night.
I did not know that. I am so sorry, baby.
Thanks. Sorry, man. Yeah.
No, it's, you know what I've been through recently, and there's nothing that anyone can say when something like this happens. There's nothing that anyone can say to make it better. And you don't really need anyone to say anything. You just need to know that you're not standing there by yourself, and that's what I want you to know. That we love you and that we're there with you and holding your hand and whatever you need, you can ask for. Okay?
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I went down to go see him Friday, and it was planned, but my sister into text mode because she's got four kids. She sends me a text and tells me that she went down there every day to see him, and that he had gone unresponsive before he got there. She got there Friday morning, so I still went down, and I ended up staying there all night. I almost died down that night. But I don't think he wanted to be around. Found out some pretty interesting things that night. I'm talking with nurses
and
the different ways people die. But, some people don't want family around. And on Saturday morning when my sister got there, she said she would have been okay, you know, if he had died that night. So I was relieved to hear that. And I told my dad before I left, I said, you know, it's okay if you don't want me to be here. I understand.
That probably meant a lot to him.
Yeah, well, you know, about the dogs. I was gone for 26 hours. I stayed with them for 16 hours.
Very cool. All right, baby, we're going to let you breathe for a few minutes and bring a couple other callers on. I want to thank you so much for sharing that, because I know that it meant a lot to me because of losing Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's people out there who've lost someone that really will connect with that piece. So I applaud you for writing it. But we're going to let you breathe, take a breather for a couple seconds and bring some other callers in. But before we do, I want you to tell everyone how to find you.
You can find me by typing in Poetry in the Wind as one word, no spaces. A little tree climber I know said you'll make sure you put quotation marks around it before you put it in the Google box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Googleable. You'll find me mostly at Facebook, and maybe sometime I'll make the time to get back onto MySpace once things settle down a little bit. And if you're interested in reading a few of my pieces, they can be found in a book entitled Held, A Fusion of Brilliance, Volume 2, which was, you can find on Amazon. It was published back in February of this year, 2012. It's an international anthology with poets from Canada, the UK, and the US.
Very cool. All right, sweetie, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
All righty. Michael.
So I believe our next caller is actually part of the duo, if I'm not mistaken. 713, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Q?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you.
All right, Nyla. Yes, could you unmute 256, please?
256. All right. I wasn't positive that was the right number combination, but 256, you are on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Catherine.
So we have a piece this evening. We call it Dancing. Kind of takes in some of the ethereal, I guess, as far as, you know, like maybe a sense of dropping the veils in between times, present, past, future, with, you know, just kind of a mixing of things. Anyway, we're calling this one Dancing. Dancing. Feet upon an open floor. Music flowing with the electrics of dreams and our jacked-in response. Dancing, a step, almost a slip. Colors dancing, a heat wave of the essentials that we almost remember. Jeans fade, stripped to breathing. The leathers of an eldritch smile of Grandmother Moon. And break on through becomes its own archway of ascent.
Paint collides with cologne as vegetative dye supersedes the essence emollients of a memory that slides quiet as shadows across our face, the one of the hour, the one of quietudes and days of sovereign song, and we dance the heat of chords and hand-driven instruments taking us higher. As we dance.
Voyage to the sound of the music, skills and traditions meeting, ancient steps on point, reds and greens, the costumes of tradition, moving in fluid wind in his hair as the flesh follows, spirit in steps rehearsed, remembered.
Dressed to stone, the sweat of morning light as we between the shades of light and dark, yea, the perceptions of what we receive as opposed to what we see of remembering, feeling as we dance, sandalwood upon an incense burner, sage upon the fire, a record playing within the zenith of structures.
As we danced, as we remained who we were, within as without, and the song of youth become the songs of recall and the fires of hope. So if we're nine and we were there upon the inside, we see what's raised in the destructions of tide, effort, and time as we sink back to the archway curves of petroglyphs and the meanings of ancient tongues, as smooth as our dreams as we dance.
Arms as feathers in the wind, sweat and the memories etched in bone by repetition over lifetimes, over rehearsals that took place among the ancestors now passed down, step by step to the new selves who dance, and we feel the steps through them in spirit and the smoke of prayer. They don point shoes as the men leap in traditional motion, the air parting for their flight, circular, spotting the floor to land with precision. He lifts her as she arches backwards, she flies. They dance as one, as the whispers of ancient echo in Capizio pinks. We dance, merging into the sounds of voices lifted and drums, the sweat pours off them, a cleansing as we all dance.
We reach out of the sylvan toes of flesh and future grace, and we watch the flailing fall of castles in the sand as we wait with solar patience as the drum songs reach crescendo upon the altered sides of us, the rails buried deep where currents spark with the roots of veined mountain and martial stacks none have heard before.
And vocals of burn and the substance of immortal bones take us beyond mood, modem, and the sway of agelessness and drying, dying, glowing, greening grass, and we touch the skies of heartache and strength and pass over the sufferance for a smile as we dance.
As we gather so neath the lean wings of black, reminders of shine and the soft whispers of ravens and old crows as we walk each other home, walking upon paths of sacred stone as we walk past ourselves, dancing upon the ghost road. In peace.
Thank you.
Amazing. You guys are like one voice now. You're going to have to start writing me things to say. Because I feel like all I'm doing is repeating myself anymore, and I've said I'm repeating myself saying that even, you know. But in the last 5 years, I think that I've used every word of praise I could possibly know and invent and learn on you guys. You're just phenomenal.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
What I need you to do for me is I want you to tell everyone all the cool stuff you guys have going on, both singularly and together, and so that they can come over and find you and get to know you that way.
Sure. Find me, Soldier Blue Blue, at Facebook, and then Catherine Sherry, a Native Discussion page, Mitakuya Oyashin, also on Facebook. As well, we have another page that we're working on intermittently called Not Native. And then we also have a YouTube channel called Ghost Black, BLAQUE. And I have like 89 videos right now.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's about a third of what we got. Gonna get done. Anyways, yeah, and I'm Catherine White, Trinity Poetry at Facebook, and you can Google me. And then we have, which you haven't been keeping up with because I've been busy, but we have I have a spiritual pen, which is open to all the different kind of faiths, and some wonderful people there, and I need to be over there. I've just been working. And, yeah. Those black holes up under my name, too. You'll pull, if you put my name in, you'll get those videos. Me too.
So I highly recommend you guys doing that. Just put my plug in there for you guys. yeah, you guys definitely need to check out their videos and stuff. It's amazing. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And I know one of you told her you have to run off for work.
Yeah, in just a little bit.
Okay, well, don't be late.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes, indeed.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Trinity. Love you, sweetie. Catherine.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Take it easy, too.
All righty. That's my whole, that's my anticipation music.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, so our next caller comes from area code 914. You're on the air.
914, are you with us?
Hi, Nyla. Hi, Michael. This is Star Severon, Dark Star.
Oh, I'm so glad you were able to get in and are here.
Yeah.
There she goes, that Jessica Rabbit giggle.
Yeah, I've had a lot of things going on, but I really wanted to drop by. I always like listening, even if I can't listen and call in also. But I always listen. Good thing about the archives. But I have this really crazy piece. It's really small. That I'll read really quick. This is I, not wanting to die, but to get high. Don't mind me. I know I'm hanging off the edge. I'd never let go. It ruined the buzz. And you will too if I'm not alone. I'm doing great, really, really. I only relapse twice a year, and only then is when I lean off the edge like this. The edge is my drug. The euphoric feeling that rents space between life and death. When it's too dark, this is how I bear the light. Wakes me up, pushing my spirit to flight, into waiting winds that welcome no emotion, no suffering, only an inexplicable rush of love and hunger for life in the gray, forsaking all shades of black, 'cause I just wanna be okay. In 6 minutes' time, open ground will be done. It's been fun. I'll go back to my room. Everything will be fine. In good measure. Now for wicked pleasure, I shall play normal as my Halloween trick. Quietly, I go on. Let's end peace.
Were you doing the clock, the tick, tick, tick? That was intentional, right?
I was playing it before, but for a long time, and I didn't like it. So I played it for like a second.
I thought it was awesome. That was absolutely incredible. Kind of gave me the creepies.
Cool.
I don't know anyone who writes dark poetry the way you do. It's like, you know, that was another one that was a hard listen. I've had someone talk to me in detail about that gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Phenomenal piece of poetry, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to eventually write my own chronicles of the padded room.
That's an awesome name. When you get ready to do the title, or when you get ready to do the book, let me know. I want to do the cover for you.
Of course.
That,
all right,
that
cool.
would be awesome to work on.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be around next week or for a little while after. I have to go away for a little bit. But yeah, it's been cool. And I hope everybody has a really awesome holiday. And
she talks to us about the padded room and then says, I don't know if I'm going to be here. I have to go away for a little while.
I do. I have to handle some personal stuff with my health and things like that.
Yeah.
And but everything will be cool after a little bit. And but everyone have a really awesome holiday. It's the time where I feel the most normal here in New York. I really do. It's so comforting. But anyway, yeah, everyone have a great holiday. It's been a really great show so far that I've been listening. Anyone that doesn't know or would like to know, it's Star Severon, and that's how you can find me online. You can search the name Star with two R's, Severon, S-E-V-E-R-O-N, and or Dark Star. And you could find all my different networks showing all my various works, if you'd like.
Very cool. All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Show her some love, and honey, make sure you have our number and stuff with us if you want to, even if you just want to call in and just be here, okay?
Oh, yeah, I can call from my cell phone. Yeah.
All right, sweetie, we love you, and thank you so much.
Take
that
care.
Was phenomenal.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Michael.
Yeah.
Didn't you have an announcement?
I did. I got a very interesting tweet today. The Huffington Post has a other site, or however you want to put it, where they have like panelists that get together and via like webcam for, you know, discussions and stuff or whatever. They asked me to be on there tomorrow, talking about the thing Barney's and Disney have done with the Disney characters for some ridiculous advertising thing or promotional thing. I don't even know what it's for, but it's. Have you seen it? Hello?
That is. That, see, okay, I'm going to have to start tweeting. I don't ever have anything that cool happen to me when I tweet, ever.
Well, yeah, this was pretty cool. Yeah, anyway, do you know the Barney thing I'm talking about?
What's that?
Do you know about the Barney thing I'm talking about?
About the what?
Barney's, the department store.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm doing? I mean, with the Disney characters?
No, tell me, because now I'm probably wrong.
they have adapted them, if to put it kindly. And the premise is that Minnie is having a daydream or fantasy about being like a runway model, and they go to it and they literally have them drawn now as like stick figures and like really sometimes inappropriate clothing. You have to see the pictures of this, I'm telling you. Just Google Barney's skinny Disney characters. I better yet look for having the post because that's crap at it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm going to be on there 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. If you just search Post Live, you'll find it. So,
I want video.
Cool. There'll be an archive of it once it's done.
Okay.
And it's live, so you know you can watch it live.
Watch it live, like on TV?
On your computer.
Computer, I can do. I don't even own a TV.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. See, aren't you remember? Aren't you glad I remembered the announcement?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's gonna be. It's if I could just take like another minute. Like I have this like I've always believed like my mom taught me when I was a kid that like there's always stuff going on in life and like it's never gonna be always continuously good or always continuously bad. But tomorrow afternoon I'm doing that on Health Goes Live, but I'm gonna be spending my morning at a funeral service. So that's like one day perfect example of my like life philosophy right there.
Wow.
Mm.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah. Sorry. okay. So, I don't know. We could just get some poets.
You're going to save it from us?
Stop talking about me. Yeah. Because talking about me is never good. Never good.
Well, you've got the mic. So, you know, whatever you want to do.
That's cute. okay. Yeah. All right. So let me just take a big word. Oh, they're not here. Person's not here. So I will skip up and take. I'll give a lineup after this call. But this call is from area 585. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Sean.
Hey, Sean.
How's it going? Pretty good.
Very well.
Okay. I have the one called I Want. I want the world to know my mind. I want the people to see and feel the mind of art, the mind of the passion that becomes the start. I want them to feel the mind and the heart of the pain and the angst. I want them to feel what others feel, like mathematical equations connect the numbers with numerology. I want you to get gratitude from others intensely. And even if you can, instantaneously, I want you to see this because it is also a part of me. I want you to feel attuned with the time. I want you to know of the slavery that that clock in time gives you. Every 28 days, though, a woman has a cycle of menstruation because her menopause and her life is there, yet respect this for your life's duration. I want this because it will elevate myself and others with their illumination. I want you to be aligned with the cycle of female's creation. I want people on the earth to feel what is in the course of a rhyme. I want poverty to end first by the mentality and then by the spirituality. I want limited perspectives to be elevated with brain power going to 100%, and I want this to be powered by the universe. I want the star inside of my soul to be given out to maximum levels, like photosynthesis giving off light. Because aren't I a part of that photosynthesis anyways? Because I synthesize the thoughts and emotions as if I'm an engineer of them. Maybe I am, but I want you to be an engineer of them too. I want you to join me in knowing that you are at peace. Not just accept regions as only knowing evil when that is not the totality. I want you to see clearer, to become clearer. I want the crying children to infuse their tears into controllers. Because any of that authority that they have is
I don't have faith in authority anymore, and I want to have my own authority as myself to be my own authority. Anarchy is not bad, and that's what I want you to see, because it just means possibility. Right? Mysteriousness of the universe. And I want you to alleviate the pains like mothers do after giving birth and creating their children. I want you to see that it can be better. The solutions are already there in front of us. Just have to agree to them and make them true for us. Yes, I want you to understand first, then to be understood. I want others to see from my perspective, but I want you to be your own collective, and I want you to stop seeing your country or job or religion as being something that is, I want you to understand, being unique, but knowing of the conditions constantly. I want you to know the human shield that you have is just an experiment. I want you to know that you are just a spirit anyways. I want you to awaken to your inner knowledge. I want you to feel completely empowered when in the presence of life. I want you to treat life with balance. I want you to feel attuned to the nature. I want you to enlighten the mind and to enlighten different aspects of what you are by shedding all of what is not. Understanding what is true for yourself. Yes, I want you to read books and to understand how each author writes a part of you into the book. I want you to know your significant other is just being another facet of you. I want you to learn specialization and to know that it is still much greater. I want you to question authority, for is authority really real? I want you to quit warring, but use the warring for fighting the battles of the wild heart and of the wild mind. I want you to know that you cannot break any hearts. You can only break your perspective and healing by choice. I want you to see this. I want you to become, instead of ask for something, I want you to be continually resourceful. I want you to see beyond your current situation with amazing intuition. I want you to see with powers of internal investigation. I want you to see the limitations of the physical reality. I want you to be motivated by what is around you and to reveal the innermost passions of what is in you, especially. I want you to be free. I want you to see that you are your own advertisement. I want you to know that everything that you say that means something is another one of your slogans. I want you to know yourself deeply. I want you to feel your purpose and do it as much as you can so that you do not deny your heart. I want the earth to realign you and myself to create something much more symbolic. I want to feel the world and drop them all off of me. I want you to do this too with me. Can you? Please, I encourage you. I want to change all of the world's problems and even my family's disorders and sicknesses. Yet, yeah, I accept my own limitations. I want to go beyond those limitations, though. I want you to go beyond those limitations with me. I want to know more. I want to travel to the ends of this galaxy and then come back and realize that it's all a part of me. You know, the spirituality, the humanity, all of the humility, the creativity. Yes, I want just to have a sense of knowing what is true for us, you, and everybody else that be, so that we can all have the zeroed in sense of our own peace. It's just all what I want. End quote.
Wow. That was epic, phenomenal.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. That one was a pretty good chuck of yourself, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was writing it like as if it was like a proposal to people to it could be for anything. It could be a proposal. It could be just a great proposal, like saying like what somebody could want, like a list of demands, almost, you know, like that. It's kind of like that. There's a guy, there's a poet, if you know, his name of Saul Williams. You heard of him?
Yeah.
Oh, Saul Williams. He has a poem called "List of Demands." It's kind of like that. It's kind of where I got some of my influence to write that from that. Like, I was going to come from a, like, almost like I'm whatever people call the creator is, and I'm coming like it's almost like I'm trying to write it like as if I'm a part, like a planet being created, and then it's like what I want, and then what I would want for people that aren't in a certain state of balance now, but I'm saying what I would want of them to get to that point. And it's like you're coming from that angle. I mean, it's kind of deep, but that's where I'm coming from with it. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, okay. My dear, you need to tell everyone how to find you now.
Yeah. My Facebook page too, Facebook Sean Leibold, that's Sean Leibold, and I'm going to use the Weebly one here. That one's good. The one you mentioned before. That's a good one. Because I have a lot of
Weebly, yeah.
Inspiration off of what other writers say, and I can just like you have your writing prompt, and I can write a lot. You can write a lot of like little rough drafts on that. Format. That's cool. So, have a good night.
We will, sweetie, and I'm really glad you shared that one tonight.
You're welcome.
And I cannot wait to see what you bring next week. You're always like, you know, this cool present you open up, you don't know what you're going to get, but it's always phenomenal.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right. You always say okay, I always say all right. It's our thing. I thought that was fine. Okay. You have to go on your adventure soon.
I do. But I still have time.
I know. I was just making sure you're still with me and hadn't already left.
No, it's going to take more than that to get me off. I'm here.
All right. So our next few callers, our next three, we'll say, will be Julie Catherine, 970 and 904. So let's get right to it with our friend Julie. You're on the air.
Hello, Michael. Hi, Nyla.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I am glad you're here.
It was a tough move from Alberta to BC.
But
so,
I'm here.
Are you liking it?
I love it here. This is like coming home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I miss the mountains and the water, so it's nice to be back here. So, yeah. It's just taking a little longer than I expected to recover, that's all.
Oh, you know, I would give anything to move right now because it would mean I'd have to get organized. I keep thinking about that. You know, why don't I just move? Because then that'll make me get organized. This is my busy time of year. I've been doing the costume stuff and all that crazy things, and I've got all that stuff out in my front room. It just looks like Santa's workshop in there. It's like, you know, this is really
cool.
Bothering me. It's getting rather messy now.
That sounds cool. I'm still surrounded by boxes.
That, see, at least that's nice and neat. You have nice, neat boxes.
Well, tonight I'm going to read I believe I have not read this one yet, the first poem from my Essence of Women, Woman, and it's called Feral Love. She undulates in spirals that snake his flesh. Soft hands feather caresses with tender touch. As hair teases, sways to stroke taut chest, and kisses burn possession of his lips. Arms outstretched, encased in silken bonds, his limbs captured by love, branded with lust. Her teeth graze a gentle, meandering path, and he exhales in mewling, whimpered breath. She shimmers from above as she nips, laughs, consumes his soul as she slips, slides, glides her slick essence of love's triumphant balm in slow rhythm to his moans and sighs. Crouched in feral coil to devour willing mouth, in arched seduction and grinding absorption, they meld as she flows her honeyed nectar and keen, sweet satiation as she claims her prize. End of poem.
Wow. See, this is one of those times I'm really glad that you're uncomfortable and not caught up, but you called in anyway. It might be not good timing for you, but for me it was perfect, so it's all about me getting to listen to you and the rest of us needing to. So yeah, I know what it's like getting moved and just having just wanting to sit, you know, the overwhelmingness of it, but the fact that you called in tonight is very cool. The read was phenomenal, and I cannot thank you enough, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now you need to tell everyone how to find you so they can visit with you now that you've moved.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in British Columbia now. You can find me at my blog at juliecatherinevigna.wordpress.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Where am I? I changed my name on Facebook. It's now under... I don't know where I am or who I am. It's now under Julie Catherine Edwards. And I also have a Facebook page, JC Edwards, as well. So I'm probably Googleable at some point, but you have to know which one you're going to ask for. So I split personalities these days. I don't know who I am anymore.
You know, we all have it. It's so funny. Someone will Google me, and it's someone who knows the normal poetry side. And then they'll Google me, and they run across some of my erotica. It's like, no, that's the other. There's someone else. There's two of us in the world. That wasn't me. I don't know who that chick is. Man, what a sick bitch. Stalker poem, I know nothing about it. You know what? Sometimes that's the best place we want to be, is where we don't know where we are or what we're doing. That's where we have the most fun. Oh, honey, absolute pleasure to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You guys take care, and thank you for having me on air.
You're welcome, sweetheart. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jim.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Rice. Let's see. Wait a minute. And then I think 970, you're on the air.
Salutations, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Wonderful, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. Just get right in it then.
What's that?
Can I just get right in it then?
Please. Well, for once, well, you need to tell the masses who you are, first of all, so they know.
You should get that. Jamal.
Okay, now you can get right into it.
Right. My life is like the plague, and I can't cure that. Call me Dorian Gray, whose heart turned black. So full of love, he showed it in a heartless act. My poetry is beautiful, so I sold my soul to keep my looks intact. Found my writing to be vain, that made my logic whack. I feel no passion, have no compassion. In contrast, this is what my writing lacks. Corrupted by vanity, and I dare not look upon that. The secrets of my writing paints a portrait of images and untold facts, truths, if revealed, will undo my youth. To live, I must kill and bring life back to you. A commitment, I pledge to keep my ugliness out of you. Gradually, this poetry is starting to undo the spells I've cast upon you. But my will to be flamboyant and keep your mouth moving and your eyes glued enables me to keep my secret concealed, waiting till you read part two. My choices have confined me, outwitted by the trickster. Regret surrounds me, watching my life pass by. Literally, I'm watching my life pass me by. As I eye my beautiful self, my life is a charade, masquerades of fortune. Time will undo my health. Inseparable is me and myself, like Jekyll and Hyde. Exceptional is the monster living inside. My ability to be immortal allows my immortality to shine. Secrets of a villain, I shot Father Time. Never again will I age, my silhouette across space, call it words on a page. Forever I am stained, murals or hieroglyphics, like Shakespeare on stage. And hell is where my soul is caged, but I sacrifice everything for my beauty to be displayed. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I'ma share light on, I will share light on one another. To see my beauty, you have to truly uncover. We all have secrets that we keep from each other. Some dark and sinister, forcing us to confide. Forcing us to confide in ministers. I tried to pray, but my ugliness wouldn't let me kneel down to pray. The trickster gave me no way out. I ventured down every avenue and discovered even the ways was out. How can time assassinate an immortal? Did we swap places, making time mortal? The portrait of Dorian Gray to show my beauty, to show the beauty. The portrait of Dorian Gray will show the true beauty that time couldn't take away. Peace, Jers. Sorry about the, the slip up at the end. It's not like me.
We don't know what it's supposed to sound like anyway, so we would never know that if you messed up or not, so you're good.
That is true.
That was an incredible piece of poetry, dear. I am so glad that you were able to get in.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for the time, Mike, though. This is where I tell everybody again.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know the government name is Jamal Robson. I'm only on Facebook, so holler back at me that way if you want to find out more about me. Everyone have a good night, though.
Oh, honey, thank you. Thank you. And you'll be here next week, right?
Next week? You know what? I made it this week. I can make it next week.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sweetie. We'll see you then. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Michael.
Yeah.
I need to go.
You need to go.
First time that I've left early, and you've had to stay.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, you'll see pictures later of what I'm doing tonight, but I want to thank you all for being here. You have no idea what these Thursdays mean to me. I don't have as much time as I normally would like to be able to go around and read everybody's work. So for me to be able to sit here every single week and listen to you guys read is absolutely a treat like you would not believe. I'm going to leave you in good hands. Michael, take care of them. And I will listen to the rest of the show while I throw everything to get ready, and I'll listen online while I'm driving. Okay? All right. So I will talk with you guys later. Thank you.
Have fun. Okay. Because most of you have never been in this situation with Just Media, it's very, very rare. Maybe it only happens when Nally gets dropped, her call gets dropped, or, you know, her cell phone drops, whatever. So there's only a couple of new calls left, and then I know Mr. Juan wanted to read, I guess that would be Mr. Sapien. Although I am on a first name basis, so one it is, wanted to read something else. And Noreen, if you're listening, I'm not in chat, but Noreen, if you're listening, Garrison wants to read, why don't you go ahead and call in too. Make sure we get you on there. So I'm going to go ahead and, yeah. Usually this is where now it saves me from having to talk to you. But 904, you are on the air.
Hello, Mike, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Everything is good. I'm going to be short and sweet tonight. This is Nathan. Since it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I've lost a friend to breast cancer a few years ago. And when I put my book together, she was one of the first women I wrote a poem about. This poem is called My Angel with Cancer. My angel with cancer. Laugh a little. Recall the joy you are. Bring will always be. Their contribution is much too important to be forgotten. The doors you opened, many more will pass through. Laugh a little, laugh a little. A frown like so many others, don't deserve you. Won't accomplish half the things your living has. End the poem.
That's so true for me. Yes, I know the topic is quite a tough one for a lot of people.
Yep, she was one of the first women I wrote a poem about when I put my book together. And when I was in the process of putting it together, she had already got the cancer, and she only lived like 6 months with it. And she didn't live to see the opportunity, you know, and she didn't live to see my book get published. So a lot of times I'm going to read that one in memory of her. She was a great person, one of my all-time favorite persons. So like I told you, I won't be long tonight. If you want to find me, like I told Nyla last week, I'm up on lulu.com. And also, if you want to hear me do some additional reading, you can find me. Just go on YouTube and type in the word poems, then put my name, Nathan Brooken, and I should pop up.
Excellent. Right, before you run off, though, I just want to say, she may not have been here to see it, but I'm sure she saw it. I'm sure she knows.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. And of course, I have a Facebook page. So that's how you can find me, YouTube, Facebook, or Lulu.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, man, for sharing that.
All right. Have a good night. Appreciate the time.
You too, man. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. All right. So, I guess I'll give the lineup. We've got next few, probably last callers are going to be from 413. And then there's a number that's all ones, which probably means Skype. So if you're on Skype, I think it's you. And like I said, we have, what we have hearing from Gary. And then we'll be close out with our friends the one sleeping. So let's get right to that. Make sure we get it all in. Oh, there we go. 413, you're on here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh. This is Elizabeth Fontaine. I heard about, like, how you're going to be doing that stuff for Disney. That's cool.
Yeah, well, HuffPost Live, talking about Disney and Barney's little partnership.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I'm pretty psyched about it. So, thank you.
Well, I've been quite busy, too, myself. I've been writing for Arise for Social Justice in their newsletter.
Right.
Excellent. And I'm also, like, partnered up with Free Poets Collective with Colin Haskins, and they made me administrator, so, this week.
Cool. Congratulations.
So. Huh?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, I have Phantom Town. I'll read it really quick. It's about Chernobyl.
Okay.
A cool breeze blows towards the doldrums surrounding trees. Life seems like any other day as the branches begin to sway. Sunlight shines through the window blinds. A nuclear explosion has dispersed this toxic transfusion. Air currents transported this merciless atrocity beyond 13 unsuspecting countries. Government officials downplayed this obvious abomination. Authorities took 36 hours of deliberation before citizens began evacuating. Radioactive waste continued to seep into the atmosphere. Naked to the human eye, this invisible shield is kept disguised. A radon meter is the only way of detection. No matter what one wears, there is no protection. Heroes were sealed in titanium coffins and laid to rest. An abandoned photo in a frame is the only memories that remain. This was dedicated to all the people that have died or, like, have survivors of the Chernobyl incident. And I actually went back and did more research on that incident. Mm-hmm. And the government over in the Ukraine, they covered up a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up seeing, like, the United States had seen 3 days after, the nuclear explosion that actually happened. We picked it up on radar on our satellites. But, like, they didn't actually evacuate anybody out of that area until, like, 7 days
right.
later or more. It was astronomical, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I remember I was 12 years old when it happened. And it was really bizarre because there was, like, no real information about it. They weren't talking about it at all, the Soviets. And it was,
if anything, the government covered it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they tried to. It's really a crazy event. But do you want to tell people how to find you?
Sure, I'm on Facebook. Elizabeth Fontaine on Facebook. So.
Excellent.
That's about it.
All right, great. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, Michael, you have a good one.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, so, I almost forgot. No, I wasn't here for a second. All right, my apologies. I'm not quite as verbose as my co-host. But, I can only be me. All right. So, Skype caller, save me, please. Read us a poem.
Good evening, Michael.
Yes, we can now. Okay.
Awesome.
Very strange
Luna.
There for a second. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Since it's you there, I'm going to read the one that's I wrote that's entirely your fault.
okay.
So I just figured it was fitting, so here we go. I'll make it quick. I will be beautiful. I will be adorned with crevices etched deep upon my face where rivers of joy and sorrow have flowed. My eyes will sparkle brighter with the fondest of distant memories and secrets of the ages. Crow's feet will proudly tell the hours of my journey. My freckles will have darkened, and if lucky, like a ladybug, I will have one for each of my life seasons, where each day has kissed me. My skin will soften to better wrap my comfort around you. My shoulders may sit rounder, relaxed with the passage of time. My head may tilt more often askew while I listen to the tales of the tides. My hair will dance white in the light of day while being teased by the sun and reflect silver by the eve from the soft light as the moon bids me yet another blessed good night. I may not be there yet, I know, but when my seasons finally begin to show, yes, I can tell you this, and in it I find hopeful bliss. I will be beautiful. And peace.
Wow. I'm not sure what to say. That was really, really good. yeah, so I remember you tagged me on Facebook when you wrote that, right?
Yeah, and that was to your, you know, the Willy Wonka, you know, mem thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About the tattoo and being old. So yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right, yeah. Awesome. Excellent. Yeah, threw me off.
Oh, thank you. And I was going to read another one, but I lost the original version. And because Nyla had said earlier to, like, read in other languages, the original I wrote in Spanish, and I could only pull up the English version, so I'll read that next week.
Okay. That works. It's like a promise that you'll be here. That's cool.
I will do my best. As long as the computer works and I can get to the phone, I will be there.
Excellent. You want to share a link with everybody?
For now, still just Luna Soleil on Facebook, and unless you're hitting me up at work, in which case it's Web Factory Studio, but that's it.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
All right, you too. Luna. Okay. So I am going to jump right back in and take our friend Gary, or Noreen, I should say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Noreen.
Hello, Michael. Let me get the... Okay, I got it now. Here's Gary. Okay.
Thanks, man.
Michael. Okay. No, that's not
good. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, just got to get this poem finished up. It's just run off the mouth a lot. Not much rhythm, maybe. Not much rhyme, maybe some rhythm. I don't know. I just got done. It's called Trapped. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got these lights at the intersection now that takes a picture of you if you don't quite make the light and stuff like that. And it's just of the car and the license plate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought people were supposed to be... sort of proven guilty of something, and they can't even prove you're there. Anyway, I'm going to read this poem about that.
Okay.
My car was at a streetlight the other day when the green one turned to yellow. I needed to turn left. Okay, now my car can go. Yay, whoops, hold it. Here comes a fire truck, 50 miles an hour, heading into the intersection. Now, here comes an ambulance, 60 miles an hour. My car better wait. Wow, now here comes a police car, 70 miles an hour, closing the gap in the race. My car had better wait. Wow, now here comes some kid in a hot 90 miles an hour in a hot rod Lincoln. He said to his friend, we can catch him. I can beat that light. Yay, now we can hurry and go. A few days later, I got a letter from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Okay, I got to skip, turn page. A ticket for running a red light at First and Central. Please remit $250 or show in court 5 October 2012, 8 a.m. I said, honey, what were you doing in town on this day? You know you can't drive without a licensed driver. Honey, she said, I was getting a present for your birthday. I traded a shotgun and a pair of roller skates I bought for you to Janet while I was sitting at the light at First and Central. She gave me that TV you're watching right now. Hey, look there on your news. Isn't that your car running a red light? That's my poetry, and I'm sticking to it. Philadelphia lawyer in Palm. Okay. Weird little story, but I had to hurry. Huh?
Nice. I liked doing that was fun. That was fun.
Huh? You're getting kind of quiet there or something.
Nope. Sorry, man. The microphone thing kind of swings around. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad you shared that with us.
Okay. Thank you. I'm not giving it much poetic value, but I thought it was a cute story, and I want to get it on here anyway. Especially since those lights are entrapment. But anyway, we've enjoyed your show tonight, and I better give this thing back to Noreen.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hello, Michael. Okay.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing fine, and you?
Oh, very good.
That's good. Okay. And you can find Gary at poetrypoem.com/Gary Snyder with two R's in it. And you can find him on facebook.com/Gary Snyder. And you can find him on GarySnyder.webs.com. And you can find him on wikinet.com under Gary Snyder. You can find him on redgage.com under Gary A. Snyder. And he's also Googleable and Googleable.
Thank you so much, Henry.
Okay, you're welcome.
And Gary.
Okay.
We love having you here every week.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. We enjoy being on here.
All right. You guys take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we don't have a new caller yet. If 413, if you want to read, just go ahead and press 1. And if not, you're fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to go ahead and take our friend and savior, really, Mr. One Sapien, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
I didn't do it last time, Fuzzy Herman in the Woods.
Yeah, that's all right.
I was a little distracted, actually. A friend of mine had called, and I just finished talking to him when he brought me on. I'm not a good multitasker.
Yeah, you're what?
I said I'm not a good multitasker.
I have trouble, too. It's funny because when I'm doing the show, it's like I'm usually looking at like the board and like trying to, you know, see who's moved around because it just happens. And if I do anything else, I get completely distracted, so I have to like pay attention. But anyway.
Yeah, I think I'd have to do the same thing. I think Nyla said you do, where I'd have to write down all the phone numbers, all the area codes.
Okay, stuff moves around. I haven't seen the board, but you said they sometimes move around, so yeah.
There's little clues, though, like it'll show you the hold time, the time that somebody's been on hold. It doesn't count how long they've been on the air, which is funny, but it'll count how long they've been on hold. It's just seeing sometimes out of order, and you're like, how is that? But anyway, all right, so enough talking shop. Our friend Robbie is called in too. So.
What?
Our friend Robbie has called in too to sneak one in. So.
Okay, well, I'll do this real quick. Something I read a few weeks ago, but just look for something fast. Entitled "Where the Ocean Meets the Earth." She walks in sheer white, the ball of her foot barely touching the ground. The face of an angel, she searches for a special key. And with her expansive awareness, she can determine with a glance if a key has the depth and the required grooves to rock her lock in such a way as to set ablaze the passion she feels deep inside her in a way she has never felt before. As she sits perched in a tree by the ocean, the sound, the surf pounds. She feels drawn to the sea as it whispers her name. Before she realizes, she instinctively leaves the safety of her tree. And as she walks onto the naked beach, as if in a trance, waves crashing as the tide comes in to meet her. With a rhythmic beat, she is awed by its strength. But she does not fear, as the waves nearly knock her off her feet. And as she stands alone on the beach, she hears a song that touches her soul. Her toes sink into the sand as each wave recedes. Another wave comes, and as the sand shifts, she takes one step closer, and another. Before she knows it, she is in waist deep. At her core, she feels emotional sensations as never before. Another wave comes in and gently lifts her off her feet. And as she begins to float, she realizes she has found home in an ocean of deep emotion. She is the earth that calms stormy seas. And the honey from your lips, spring, turns my bitter sweet. End poem.
That was beautiful, man.
Yeah, not too much for you, I. I know Niall liked it. I don't know what I would do in your situation listening to something like that.
Well, you know what? I can certainly appreciate it for its beauty. I will say that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Great job. With that. Is there a story behind this or anything that you want to share?
Actually, I wrote it off of looking at a picture of someone I know on Facebook. Actually, I met her on MySpace.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. You want to give your links one more time before we...
Sure, you can find me by typing in "poetry in the wind" as one word, no spaces. Make sure you put it in the Google box because I'm Googleable, and you'll find me at Facebook. Maybe sometime I'll show up on MySpace. And if you're interested in reading some of my works, you can find them in a book entitled "Held: A Fusion of Brilliance, Volume 2." And it's available on Amazon. It's published back in February of this year, 2012. So International Anthology, Canada, the UK, and the US, and the US poets.
That's awesome, yeah.
That's cool.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. So.
Okay, all right. Got a little footage there for us, I did.
As fast as I could so you could get Robbie on because we got like 6 minutes here.
Yep. Cool. So, all right. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. Thank you, Michael.
I appreciate it, buddy. All right. So, as we've been yapping about, Robbie, baby.
Hey there.
Yeah. What's
up, man? Oh, not too much. Just dashing in from drumming as usual. So I guess I'll get right into the piece here since we don't have too much time. This is another of my dark pieces for Halloween, and it's called The Anger. And I don't know how this piece... Oh, 2011. So it's about a year old. The anger comes upon you in sudden and terrible fits, convulsions of convoluted thoughts twisted into pure rage that rattle the bones of your sanity's cage. The anger is unrelenting and unforgiving. Its energies are powered by your internal engines of madness. And so it is that you cannot hope to escape the blood boiling over in mania as you convulse under anger's madness and as in a suicide of thoughts you try to engage. You become the anger. Its boiling bubbles come to the surface of your blood, and your blood cells with the anger, they become as one. You are the anger. The newly slewed skin that still clings as you feel the madness that it brings, and you feel that you will never escape. As you take a hatchet to your own thoughts, the blood of your brain on your fingers, and you look in fascinated terror and in rage, for you still see the anger boiling, roiling in the blood upon your fingers. And all you can do is grasp your head in mad's hair caked with blood as you turn the final page of this madness, this monotone of rage that continues to pulsate inside your brain. It is unrelenting, unforgiving, unequivocally unbiased in its targeting of your synapses as you find one door to escape, and just then it is closed. And all you can do is to get on your knees and curse the universe that you cannot claw it outside of your own brain. This unrelenting, undifferentiated, and unadulted rage. And that is my poem, The Anger, a very uncharacteristically hostile poem by me.
Yeah, you're not, I guess you live up to, not so much living up to that last part of your handle.
No. Yeah, that's the dark poet side.
Yeah.
Dark poet of it more, so, yeah.
So that was cool, though, man. It's, you know, it's not as easy as a lot of people think it is to do, like, you know, horror, scary, spooky, like that kind of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like that one a lot.
Thanks.
Well done, sir. You want to give your links? I know it takes that takes like 10 minutes in and of itself, but go ahead.
I'll be quick about it. Since, yeah. I can be found at creativethinkersintl.ning.com, also wordmachinist.com with my darker works, YouTube under Music Roberto, and if you go under Lamia, there you'll see the video that I made, a gothic type of video, and also put in Robbie Baby, comma Marionette, and you'll see the video that Mr. Demand made of Word Machinist fame. Haha! See? Quicker.
Oh, nice. Well done, sir. Excellent, man. Thanks for calling in. Glad we got you. We snuck you in.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks.
All right. So, this has been fun. Half hour for me. I hope it wasn't too horrible. Thank you, everybody, for being here. track I'm going to play is probably going to get cut off if you're just listening on the air. But the track, actually, you know, I'm just going to play it for the people, for the archive. But I'm going to tell people that they should check out Steve Sabrizi because it's his track that I'm going to play. Steve and Sabrizi is S-U-B-R-I-Z-I. Just Google it. Thanks for coming, and we will be back, the both of us, next week. This is My Heart is a Professional Hurricane by Steve Sabrizi.
My heart is a professional hurricane. He tells me the job is 7 days on, 12 days off. He doesn't get paid a lot, but he insists that the work is rewarding. He steals my food. He sleeps on my floor. He spends all of his pay on food. He had been prowling Monster.com for months when he met you. But then he heard your voice, and he said, "Hallelujah, let's get whiskeyed." And he peeked at your ear, and he threw his chair at my sternum. And he felt you walk up the stairs. And the place went dark. And my ribs stopped moving for 7 seconds. And then they shook for 12. And he felt you walk back down, wearing your hair like a heavy crown. And my lungs, echoey hallways, got used as a town evacuation center. He's remorseless. He must have had like 4 years of the sensitivity training. You cannot stop him by predicting him. Or by looking at the floor. You cannot stop him from drunkenly shouting about your rocky whisper. He's convinced, I guess by shadow play, that you've got these really big eyes.